Equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Friday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. For two trading sessions on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, it has been what I can describe as boring. Maybe not in that extremely bullish dimension, but you know, the market coming to gain 1% in a situation whereby we have always seen decline, whichever way you want to think about it. As far as I'm concerned, it is a bullish trend. Okay, so I have Aruna Kebira to discuss the market with me as we speak, and a lot of opportunities as we speak. Good morning to you, Aruna.
Good morning.
I'm very sure you are smiling.
Exactly.
Why are you smiling?
Because the market is in the bullish run.
Why do you think the market is in the bullish run?
After four straight days, because I believe that why the market even dropped on Tuesday was because there was a loss in MTN, which is controlling over 40% of the market capitalization as we speak.
So the market will have gained 3 out of 4 days this week.
I think my portfolio is gaining since Monday. It's only the index that dropped on Tuesday. I don't have MTN in my portfolio. So as far as I'm concerned, my portfolio have gained for 4 days.
I did say it that the market, though the index was down 0.72% on Tuesday, yet the market was up in the sense that the number of gainers were more than the numbers on the losers chart and all those. Okay, why do you think the market is up now?
Yeah, we have been saying that the market has been waiting for external stimulus, and I think by Tuesday, the news filtered in that there were going to be inauguration of the ministers, and I think that same Tuesday we heard that Lagos appointed their commissioners. I think that is one of the stimulus that the market has been waiting for. And I do tell people that, you see, what the market was actually looking at is that there was a hole that was empty. Whether it is a square peg that is put in a round hole, this time doesn't really matter. The hole has been filled.
And by looking at the list of the ministers, the way we see differs. So I think that largely it's okay, right? Now, aside from that, I also know that globally, the price of crude is seemingly looking up. And more so, I think some of those who are terrorists in our country are being apprehended. What other factors can you think, aside from the fact that the ministers have now been appointed and then portfolio attached?
No, I think another thing is that the price was just too low. We were trading at their ever 52-week low, because prior to this time, market prices were establishing a new low of lows. So I believe that when that stimulus just came, the investor took advantage of that, and there was demand. And you know, it's demand that normally pushes prices up.
All right. Let's just look at some of the questions some people sent to us. I read them to you. Someone said he just listened to us on this platform. He's planning to buy huge volumes of Transcore shares. He needs information on the ease of selling when the need arises for him to so do, that is at a future date. He also wants your number. His name is Mr. Femi.
Yeah, Mr. Femi, good morning. I think one thing with Transcorp is that even when we call it Ogbaje stock, it's highly liquid. Even if Transcorp go on offer today, by the next day you'll discover that it will be trading. And if you are wanting to take so much volume of Transcorp, you should have even done it before now. Transcorp came as low as 84 kobo. I even saw it yesterday during trading period that Transcom got up to 1.12 naira, but it later came to settle at 1.06 naira. But it's still good at a price that is slightly above 1 naira for Transcom is good. But I think at a future date, what you will get is that anytime you want to sell your Transcom, you can get it to sell. It's highly liquid. Maybe at the end of this program, I will give my number. You may hear it as at that time.
And the same Mr. Femi wants to know a little thing about charms.
Charms, yeah, you see, I think what really happened to charm, there was this business they got from the central bank and the government. They were supposed to be responsible for this card, maybe the production of this ATM card. I think at the end of the day, they didn't really get it. I think for a very long time, we've not been seeing financials from champs, and you know that this is exactly what controls the market, because if you are there and you don't see that they are here, nobody really appreciates you. I think that is what is with champs.
This question is from Mr. Yemi Adeyanju. He wants that we should suggest good stocks to him. Meanwhile, he mentioned the quantity of Fidelity Bank stock in 2007. According to him, the way the value has plummeted, it makes him wary of buying stocks. Again, first, because he's wary of buying stocks, first address that, and then address his Fidelity with now a lower price as against what obtained in 2007. And then the third part of it is some other good stocks he could consider now, and that will be without prejudice.
I think what Mr. Fidelis needs is tutelage.
Mr. Adeyanju.
What Mr. Adeyanju needs is tutelage. He needs somebody that he could be talking to from time to time. He bought Fidelity and stay on the price at that until he implemented to this level. If he had been talking to an expert, I believe we would be advised, because we actually saw the market coming down. If a stock lose Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you should be able to exit. If I should advise him, I think the price at which Fidelity is now is very good. If he has money, he can average down his cost, no matter how much it is, especially if he can buy that same volume. I think it will bring out his weighted average cost down substantially. To talk about the good stock that is...
No, we should still talk about Fidelity. Fidelity, we are expecting the audited half-year results to be released, and with possibility of interim dividend. We don't know how much that is going to be.
Yeah, we are expecting, like you said, we are expecting a half-year result, audited half-year result from Fidelity, which means that they may be going to give interim dividend, and that may actually move the price. I think Fidelity do like 1.65 naira. Now, if it pushes Fidelity up to 2 naira, and if it can take position now, and the Fidelity eventually goes to 170, 180, 190, I think it will reduce its work considerably.
And I think because he has waited long, this is even the time he should do cost averaging to bring back the losses. All right? Is that the best you could do is this. I should collect money, really, for saying this, but let me just say it for free. You know how much you invested before. Now divide the price of the stock now with the price. No, divide the price at which you bought with the price of the stock now. Whatever it gives you, multiply by that is the quantity that you will need to buy at current low price. For example, if the price then was, let us say, for the sake of argument, 12 naira, and you bought 100 unit, and now the price is now 2 naira, dividing 12 by 2, you get 6. Multiply by the quantity you bought before, 100. So you will need now to buy 600 unit. By the time you have bought 600 unit at about 1,200, so as the price begins to move from 2 naira to 2 naira 50 kobo, you know that you will now have 700 units in all. Let us say that the stock is now 39 RAP. Okay, so you know that before you invested 1,200 and now you have invested maybe another 1,200, that is 2,400. So you have 700. By the time the stock moves to 3 naira from maybe 2 naira, you will have gained substantially from the previous loss, right? You will be getting about 2,100. So by the time it's able to get to 4 naira, you are already in profit. So you will not be waiting for the stock to get to 12 naira. So if you can now buy 700 units, 800 units, by the time, or even 1,000, by the time it gets to 300 naira, you make a lot of money. All right? This is one tip so good for those who want to do, cost averaging. Most people don't know about it. They just talk about it. And that's why I want to invite everyone. We should meet on 21st of September. Block it on your phone. 21st of September. It's a Saturday, 10 o'clock. I will be there and I will be talking about cost averaging. Really, Aruna is going to be there. He's going to be taking us through stocks you can buy now that the market is seemingly attempting recovery. And you know that by end of September, it will be the end of the third quarter. By around middle of October, we should be getting third quarter results in the market. We'll also be taking time to analyze that. So it's a free workshop. You cannot afford not to attend. And then we'll talk a little bit of real estate and some other means of making money within the Nigerian economy. For details, call 0803-224-7233. 21st of September, right? So keep it a date. Aruna, because of our time, what about those stocks that you think someone should consider now, and then immediately after that you give your number?
We have always hammered on fundamentally strong stocks, because actually you don't see a bad stock for forever and you don't see a good stock forever, but there are stocks that have been able to weather the storm both in low and in high times. Look at Zenith, look at GT, look at Access, look at CCNN, look at Nigeria Breeze, look at NEM Insurance. Those are stocks that will weather the storm, whether the market is low or the market is high. Now that the prices are low, I think it's even the best opportunity to enter. My number is 0802-300-9379.
Aruna, you didn't seem to mention the big elephant.
The big elephant is always there. I cannot measure the fundamentally strong stuff.
And then Access.
Access is there.
But what are we really expecting from Access? We are going to see major results now after their merger or takeover of Diamond Bank. What is the expectation?
The market is expected that it will not be that fantastic as it used to be with only Access. And that is why you see that the price has not really rallied, because they want to see this one is, let them bring it, let us say. I believe by the time they drop it and they're able to, their figures are encouraging and they're able to pay the same dividend, we will see a different Access in price.
Right, thank you so much, Aruna Kebira. And I want to believe that every edition of this program this week has brought you good news, has encouraged you, has also enlightened you, has got you informed enough. All right, please let us do it again together next week, the same time and the same platform. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend.